Last week, I talked about holiness and how to navigate life's challenges. If you missed it, please go back and listen to episode 102. Today, I want to talk about Easter. In America, the most popular symbol for Easter is the bunny, also known as the Easter bunny. Easter in America is about chocolate, candy, egg hunts, decorating eggs, Easter baskets, a new dress, or a new suit for brunch or church. For many churches, Easter is the most attended Sunday all year. People dress up for service, and many do not return to church until the next Easter holiday. The fact that attendance drops the Sunday after Easter is an indicator that we have somehow missed the true meaning of Easter. Many Christians purposely call Easter Sunday Resurrection Sunday as a reminder of the true meaning of Easter. Because Easter is not about eggs, candy, fashion, or a rabbit. Eggs come into the picture because eggs are supposed to represent new life and rebirth. But the real new life is the one we receive when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Scripture says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross, where he died for our sins and was resurrected on the third day, the day we call Easter. When he rose, he had all power over sin and death. And he did that for you and for me, so we could also have power over sin and death. Death doesn't have any power over us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because he gives us access to eternal life when we leave earth. And since Jesus paid the penalty of death for our sins, sin doesn't have a hold on us anymore. That is the true meaning and message of Easter, that we are now joint heirs with Christ, because Scripture says we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Once we invite Jesus in and make him Lord and Savior of our lives, we can receive the Holy Spirit, which has the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Scripture says the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. So if you have the power to overcome sin, you also have the power to overcome any bad habits or vices in your life. So as we approach Resurrection Sunday and the end of another chapter or the month of March, ask yourself the following questions. Does sin have power over you, or do you have power over it? Do you find yourself doing the very thing you don't want to do or that is not good for you? Are you constantly being weighed down by the same issue? Does your life follow the same cycles and negative patterns? Do you find it hard to break bad or toxic habits? If you answered yes to any of those questions, it may be time for a rebirth or a new you. Scripture says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So if you don't know Jesus, give your life to him so you can access his resurrecting and overcoming power to break the cycles and negative patterns in your life. Simply ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Tell him you need a Savior because you know you are a sinner and that you accept his death on the cross for your sins, and ask him to forgive you and make you a new creature. If you have made that commitment to Jesus but have walked away for any reason, repent and return to your first love. Ask Jesus to forgive you and help you to walk and live the new life he died and rose for you to have. Not accessing the power of God and the new lifestyle available to you is, you know, like winning the lottery but never claiming your ticket, your winning ticket. The money is yours, but you can't do anything until you identify yourself and turn your ticket in. So do yourself a favor. Enter the next chapter of this year, the month of April, with a new attitude, new ways of doing, new ways of thinking, new habits, and a new commitment to follow Jesus, the one who gives you the power to live a new life. You know, the symbol for Easter really should be a cross, because Easter is all about Jesus Christ. Okay, If today's message about Easter piqued your interest and you want to dig a little deeper, go a little further, please look in the description box or show notes and download the free post-episode reflection activity that I have prepared for you and that will help you personalize today's message and apply it to your life. That is all I have for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.